for All Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
There's a ghost in my house.
There's a ghost in my house.
The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. All these shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found someone new, I can't get over you. There's a ghost in my house that can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me. Just keeps on reminding me. In my mind I know you're gone, but my heart keeps holding on to the memories of those happy times, to the love that once was mine. Though we're far apart, you're always in my heart. There's a ghost in my house that can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. You're still such a part of me, still so deep in the heart of me. I just keep hearing your footsteps on the stairs. Well, I know there's no one there. Every day I love you more, so much more than the day before. Sitting in my easy chair, I feel your fingers running through my hair. Looking down in my coffee cup, I think I see your face looking up. All alone in my gloom, your voice echoes through the room. There's a ghost in my house that I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me, just keeps on reminding me. I just keep hearing your footsteps on the stairs.
Hi, this is Amelia Lilly, and you're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio.
One of these days Amelia will get it right. I know she's a fellow Middlesbrough soul. Never mind. It's Siren Radio indeed, and it is Royal Radio on Siren Radio. And Amelia, we're back again for another delightful Royal Radio episode, are we not?
We are back.
Exactly. And you brought a very special person along today because it's kind of got a pantomime theme, although it's also Halloween. Well, it's the day after Halloween when this will be released to the world, so people will be recovering from all manner of exciting things, etc. There's always a ghost in the theatrical house of the new Theatre Royal in Lincoln, and that's the ghost of quality entertainment, past, present and future. Isn't that right, Natalie Hayes?
It most certainly is.
Excellent. There we are. Producer, of course, of this year's pantomime, which is the fantastically wonderful Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It is, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
With a fantastically new Wicked Queen that's been cast.
Yes.
Paige is in place.
She is.
It's so exciting. I mean, it could only get better, Amelia, if we could actually go to the awesomely talented, quite frankly amazing Chris Johnson. What do you think?
I think we should try.
Chris, are you there?
Hello, yes, hi.
Yes, the ghosts of entertainment's past, present and future at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. And congratulations, Chris, because I gather you've recently got married.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was very lovely and all grown up and everything. Right. So I guess I'm meant to be slightly more sensible now, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I presume it was a deliberate thing. It wasn't just something you just sort of encountered and sort of found that you couldn't actually hear in any way, shape or form from that point of view. But well, that's upsetting. I sort of woke up one morning, found I was married. It can happen. I know. It's most peculiar. So when last we spoke, of course, and you were on top form, because literally it was one take, and I think Natalie would vouch for this, one single take, and he instantly said,
"It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy."
Totally spontaneous, you know, that's the sort of line. It's become the kind of go-to ident for Royal Radio. That was a few months ago. It's getting ever closer until the opening performances of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on the 4th of December this very year.
Yes, very, very true. The panto clock is ticking.
Yeah, well, I mean, Natalie, you're not worried about that, because as a producer, you know, it's a bit, presumably you're a bit like Jim Phelps in Mission Impossible, basically.
I'm very calm. It's all wonderful. All wonderful.
Chris, you've worked with before, of course, Natalie.
I have indeed. He's fantastic. He is a multi-talented performer, excels in all areas, and he is, yes, he's an absolute treasure to work with as well.
Oh, you got that fiver I sent you.
Yes, I did.
I think a salary increase is certainly in order for that one, Chris, which is wonderful. Because, I mean, Lincoln loves Chris, and Chris loves Lincoln, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely backed by popular demand.
Well, it's
absolutely adore Lincoln. And it's become my Crimbo home. It's been so much fun, like, the last 3 years to visit and be part of the big Panto festivity of Christmas time. So, yeah, I can't wait to be back.
And now, when we were in our sort of mini series of interviews, Amelia, in the last programme of the Royal Radio, I was talking to Sophie Gowdy, who is, of course, Snow White. And she seemed bemused when I said, is she taking the steep hill experience? I think she thought it was a euphemism for something. She's got some random bloke who's come in to chatter about various other bits and pieces. Chris, presumably, same question to yourself, taking the steep hill experience, is it something that you feel as though just putting mind and body together, doing steep hill up and down, is kind of like the way to perfect health and fitness, or a near-death experience?
Oh, no, it's amazing. I basically cancelled my gym membership for 2 months and just walk every day. Well, me and Steve Hill are like that, which, of course, means I'm crossing my fingers, not just pointing at a hill. No, I love a bit of Steep Hill. I love a bit. I love all the shops. I love all the restaurants. I love the fact that it gives me fantastic size. Roll on Steep Hill. Not down.
Yeah, I always find actually going down, particularly if it's icy, is more traumatic than going up, potentially.
Yes, in heels it is, for sure.
Yeah. Television presenter with over 8 years of experience in live broadcasting, with, of course, work on the CBBC channel, actor with stage credits, including The Picture of Dorian Gray, The School for Scandal, Black Comedy, and Dick and Dom Live, Dick versus Dom. Now, it's that last one that really interests me. Chris, that sounds a bit like doing Vietnam all in one night.
Oh, it is scary. Working with Dick and Dom is akin to basically like sort of holding a live tarantula while juggling flames. But yeah, it's amazing how sort of like my list there, the list you've quoted, is sort of theatrical experiences and then this death-defying stunt that is working with two of the biggest pranks in family entertainment.
It was, I mean, yeah, I've only done a couple of interviews with them, and that was all about financial matters. I don't know which PR agency thought it was genius to get Dick and Dom in charge of financial matters, but that's what they're doing now, and that's the business of show, Natalie, so there we are.
Of course.
The other connection, of course, being Blue Peter, Yvette Fielding was also sort of high to praise your good self, Chris. Obviously, she's been paying attention to your performance.
Oh, bless. That's very nice.
I thought so. Maybe she'll be a ghost of Times Future, but still, that's a different line. Amelia, any thoughts or questions you want to put to Chris Johnson?
Well, I didn't get my fiver, so just going to wait for that one. No, I don't know, other than I was going to say you're looking forward to coming back and seeing us, but I think that it proved that Chris is part of the family, because when it was at the Panto launch, we saw each other and we were like, oh, Chris is back! He's part of the theatre family, isn't he, Nat?
He absolutely is. And he needs to do more dishwasher stacking over the run.
Yeah, we have this chart, chart of who's done the washing
up. The boys are losing it. Last year they lost massively with the whole... Well, actually, that was pre our dishwasher, so it was washing the pots. And it was always a bit of a bickering fest between everyone during Panto. But Chris, I'll tell on you, you know, he did cheat on the board, on the tick board. I don't believe it to be real,
now,
his ticks.
Now. I believe that that's fine, considering I made the tick board for Christmas of last year. I got a big piece of A3 out, Sharpie. You know, other brands of pen are available, but let's face it, you know their names. And, you know, all right, dishwasher, challenge accepted.
Brilliant.
I'll also learn my lines at some point and like the songs, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are you most
priorities,
excited
Chris,
about?
Priorities.
That was my question. What are you most excited about playing Muddles this year?
I think this is the thing that's got me most excited about that character in particular is I know full well that there's a slightly bigger dancing and singing sort of quota for this one. There's one scene, without giving anything away, there is one scene that's very sort of very big, bombastic, show-busy kind of stuff. I don't want to say too much, but... That alone's got me really excited because last year I was focusing very much on like the puppeteering and stuff, playing Couscous and Aladdin. This year I get to sort of move my dancing feet a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a potential contestant then for Strictly in the 2019-2020 season, do you think, Natalie?
Oh, for sure.
Somebody already nabbed the Doctor Who dance, so there's no point now.
Well, you know, Cybermen, yes, but you could always do a Yeti or a Sea Devil. I mean, those are still
yeah,
open.
True.
Or indeed, you could...
Synchronized swimming.
Yeah, exactly. You could actually take Alpha Centauri from the classic Doctor Who John Pertwee era, which would be particularly interesting.
I would love to see you doing synchronized swimming. That would be brilliant.
Covered in green scales and fishnet.
It's a way forward. Chris, are you happy to stay with us? Because we're going to give you a little musical challenge now, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good. We're going to play a slice of music to take us round to one particular show, which will be featured within the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. Your job, Chris, is to identify both the performers and the song title, which is relatively straightforward, actually, but also which show do you think this might be part of. Are you ready for that, Chris?
Absolutely. Let's give it a go.
Here it comes.
Tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful. Now you're in the world. Sat on the roof and I kicked off the moss. Well, some of these verses, well, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I
I agree wholeheartedly, Natalie. I think Chris should sing the ending.
Absolutely.
To that particular number. I mean, I think he'd be able to cope tremendously easily with respect to that.
I have the
right. So, Chris, apart from singing the ending, which of course feel free to do at any particular time, would you like to identify the performers, the tune, and how it connects with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, and I often am, I'm the only 27-year-old who thought that a Jackson Pollock was some form of medical condition. I believe that is the Ewan McGregor version of your song from Moulin Rouge.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure what the connection could be. What's going on? What do I need to buy my tickets for?
What's going on, Amelia?
It's our 125th anniversary celebration with the Lincolnshire Echo, who also celebrate their 125th birthday this year. So it's actually tomorrow night, which will be tonight when people are listening. But we're basically showing Moulin Rouge.
On the big screen
in our auditorium.
Exactly.
Yes, very impressive. So we're celebrating. We're all getting together and celebrating a special event. One of many, actually.
One of many. Getting our glad rags on, so there's lots of costumes afoot and yeah, cutting of cake. Yeah,
I mean, it seems like only yesterday in the 19th century we were thinking, let's have a theatre in Lincoln. And I know Natalie and Amelia and myself, we talked long and hard until night. The candlesticks were burning down and we said, gosh, let's go for it. Let's put the show on this theatre right now. And 125 years later...
Here we are.
Exactly.
And looking so well.
I know.
Exactly. Well, in the words of Albert Einstein, the most persistent of illusions is that time is separated into past, present and future. So as we speak, Chris is actually being born, getting married and indeed performing live on stage at the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs thing. I don't think you get that on any other radio station.
I think so.
As Muddles, indeed. And if he's not Muddles now, he will be by the whole thing as well. Chris, why should people, if they... I mean, our ticket's still available, by the way, Natalie, for the pantomime.
Yes, right. Although Christmas week is incredible.
We've got some near sell-out shows within Christmas week, so if you're planning to go then, definitely book your ticket sooner rather than later.
Absolutely fabulous competitive point. I mean, £15 for an adult. You know, a family of two adults and two children, £45. I thought it was a decimal point in the wrong place. I mean, it's amazing. You know, this quasi. But Chris, why should people, if they're thinking about it, they're listening to this particular piece now, why should they actually come and see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs with yourself, Barney Harwood, Amelia Lilly, Joey Howard and Sophie Gordy and more?
Because it'll make your Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing more festive than pantomime. There's nothing more wonderful than the tradition of sitting down and having a laugh with and at the people on stage. And I can't recommend it highly enough. The only downside for me is I don't get to watch it, but I get to see you lot watching it, which is just as good.
Do you actually do a video for the cast at all?
We do.
Technically you can watch it sometime, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Have you watched your 68 performances?
Yes, exactly. So, my goodness, that is fantastic stuff there. It's great stuff. And Chris, what are you doing until you actually get set and ready for December? Or is it just a case of, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm psyching myself for the performance. I'm an actor. I'm getting into the full Stanislavski-esque mode now.
Answer carefully, Christopher.
Sensible things. Yeah, I've got a couple of weeks now of sort of working on my podcast bits and bobs, getting all stuff saved and got a few meetings and this, that and the other, and then I'm gonna treat myself to a couple of days of doing now, sitting around in my pajamas, drinking cups of tea before the complete sort of the gauntlet of the rehearsal begins.
So presumably,
'cause when we rehearse.
Is she a hard taskmaster or taskmistress as a producer, Chris? I mean, is it a case of when... Because I get a sense that if Natalie just looks at you in the wrong way, suddenly it's like the fear of Hades is put into you.
£10.
Not at all. No, absolutely everything that Natalie and the team do is out of love for the show and for what we really want to put on. So if ever we get sort of a, not sure about that, you know it's for the right reason. Because that's the point of making wonderful family shows like Pantomime. Collaboration... It makes them look wonderful. So I hope that's a nice enough answer and I don't have to give the fiver back.
Having gone through the entire 90-minute interview, Chris, without mentioning he's behind you or no, oh no, he isn't once, I think, you know, avoiding any cliche that other stations might have gone into as far as pantomime is concerned, I think we can only say Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is the pantomime show of the season at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln from the 4th of December to the 6th of January. 2019. It's astounding. Chris, we celebrate your goodness and we'll speak again soon.
Speak very soon. Thank you very much. Hurrah! See you all at Christmas.
I've always been the kind of girl that hid my face, so afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream right inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. And now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. Dark to dream about a life where you're the shining star, even though it seems like it's too far away. I have to believe in myself, it's the only way. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the the reason that I'm singing, I need to find you. I gotta find you. You're the missing piece. I need the song inside of me. I need to find you. I gotta find you. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
The new Theatre Royal Lincoln now has its very own programme on Siren Radio with Amelia Chambers, Lauren Wood, Alex Levchuk and a host of entertaining souls from the business of show.
Quite right, too. Okay, coming up, we have a special interview with a volunteer for the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, and we'll find out more about Ruby. Not Ruby Tuesday, but Ruby. We've spoken about Ruby before, and we'll speak about Ruby again, no doubt. But as we are into November now, and heading through all manner of marvellous things, upcoming tree... do you want to look back, or do you want to look forward, Amelia? What do you want to do? I mean, presumably Michael Parkinson went down a storm.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. What a night. What a night.
On the 18th of October.
What a lovely man.
Yes. It was gorgeous. I had a little bit of an embarrassing story, actually, about that evening. So I made him a lovely cup of tea and saucer, and in a saucer.
Did you talk about Barnsley at all?
No, I went on the stage because obviously he's 83 yeah. years young. So
still younger than Nicholas Parsons, of course.
Yeah, but stairs are obviously an issue. So
you didn't carry him up there, did you?
No, he came through the scene dock and obviously was on the stage. And I said, "Would you like a brew?" And it had to be Yorkshire tea, so I went to bring him one. And I had heels on, as I ever do, and kind of had a little
did
bit
you
of
a free
pop-up.
Pen and a stair lift.
Yes. Do you know, I was going to ask, but I don't think I can do that. But I actually nearly spilt his tea on him on stage, wow. Which was a little bit awkward. But no, he, lovely, lovely man. I could have sat and listened to him all evening, talking his stories, the people he's met. It's just incredible. His career is just wow, absolutely wow.
And they were so fond of the theatre. They were so kind afterwards.
He actually said he's seen so many theatres in his lifetime, visited so many theatres, and he actually said to the audience when he came on stage, "I have to say, out of all the venues I've been to, this theatre is
beautiful.
That's because he met you, Natalie, obviously. You know, that's the key thing. Almost spilled some tea on him as well. It's wonderful. And the Reach Performers Spooktacular, of course, on the 21st of October. Was that another grand event?
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was lots of local children performing. Mm. So that was lots of parents and family friends all watching. So that was really successful.
The Goon Show inevitably, presumably, had its unique take on life.
Yes, hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Just like that.
He fallen into water. And such like stuff.
Just like that, yeah.
You want any more? You'll have to pay me. Moving on to My Mother Said I Never Should. Now, we spoke about this on the last show, Amelia, and again, we were quite excited about this wonderful live production, the lives of four women through the social changes of the 20th century. Was it as wonderful as we thought it would be?
It was, and the set was very simple. The feedback was that it was when the tabs came up, it was a bit like, right, what are we going to experience here, because it went through the generations. But actually, people were so impressed by the quality of the acting that
it was great. It was great. I mean, I watched it on the Saturday matinee, and the characterisation, it was very much you had to really, you know, concentrate, because they were playing multiple roles, telling the stories between, you know, mother, daughter, granddaughter, you know, grandma, just going all the way through. And it was just very cleverly done. And, yeah, fantastic performers, very, very skilled and very funny, actually. It was great.
I've deliberately held back the performance from last week because I presume, Natalie, you were taking part in mountain biking with bikes and beers, because it's the sort of thing, when you're balancing your tea you'd be cycling in all sorts of ways.
He was great. What a lovely, again, lovely guy. I'd have to say everyone that comes to the theatre are lovely. But no, it was really interesting, I have to say. It's not an area that I know a lot about. But yeah, the audience were massively engaged. He showed lots on the screen of his childhood going all the way through and his experience. And he kept opening his beers on like a spiel of a what do you call it, on a wheel? You know, on the wheel, is it spokes or whatever on your wheel? Yeah, I was very impressed, but I didn't give it a go. I was just saying, that's so good. He said, do you want to go? No.
Sounds like a technical sort of scenario there, but still, why not just use a bottle opener? You know, perhaps it's a bloke thing.
Yeah.
Okay, upcoming. What will be happening as far as the month of November actually is concerned, and indeed more exciting things as well. But as promised, we will be speaking to Leslie next, and Leslie is particularly connected with one key aspect of the theatre, and that is given by this little song by the Kaiser Chiefs. Amelia, why Ruby, Ruby, Ruby?
Because of Ruby, our little pimped golf buggy.
And with the quick question that I was privileged to actually see in the email, do you want Ruby out at weekends still if the weather is okay? That could only actually come from one of the key volunteers, couldn't it, really?
That's right. Yeah.
Which particular volunteer?
Oh, lovely Leslie.
It's lovely Leslie. How are you, Leslie?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very good indeed. So I added on to the line there, any chance of an NTR fleece to wear during the colder spells as one feels untidy?
We've got one.
Arrived today.
There you are.
No, you don't get it. I'm not going to freeze.
Yeah, who would have thought that Royal Radio will be the show which actually reads out confidential emails live on air to actually address things?
It arrived today, Leslie. It's here.
Leslie, Leslie, we're doing our bit. It's like consumer affairs. That's the key thing. We're putting that into practice, really, because you shall have that fleece. You shall go to the ball. Is it a nice fleece? So.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's arrived today, darling, and it's there waiting for you.
Brilliant. I can't wait. I should be out on Saturday then.
Oh, you see, now that, Amelia.
Does that mean I get to wear it tomorrow night for the 125th anniversary?
You get that fleece on. With a feather boa.
Yes, with a feather boa and some
gloves. With Teddy.
Yes, Leslie, sometimes I think it's just a whole new world of theatricality. So, Leslie, share with us, how did you get involved as a volunteer at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln? Was it something you always wanted to work within, or was it just a case of you thought, this is it, I feel a calling?
I've always enjoyed theatre. I went to see pantomime when I was 8 with the Brownies, and that's where my first love of theatre came from. And I've always been involved with it in some way, 90% of the time when I was younger, going to see shows, and I actually ended up at the back of Fairfield Halls in the corridors where we thought we were actually going out of the building, but we ended up in Kenneth Connor's dressing room, helping him dress one evening. So that's going back a few years now. And it just started from there, really. So everywhere I've gone through being with the Air Force and one thing and another, thoroughly enjoyed theatre, got involved in it away and works front of house in quite a few, and been at Theatre Royal now for, or New Theatre Royal now for 20 years, just over.
So you've actually done almost a quarter of the 125, a fifth of it, really, from that perspective.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes, obviously, in that time. I mean, what we're currently doing now, I mean, it's got New Theatre Royal, it's got its own radio show, which is this one, Royal Radio, it's going from strength to strength. Do you feel a sense of pride that the New Theatre Royal Lincoln is just continuing to grow in positivity across all ways?
I think it's amazing with the way that it's gone in the last, what, 2.5-3 years now, and being able to go out with Ruby at a weekend or just being able to promote the theatre is brilliant, because a lot of people now are realising it's got the top shows coming in, they're talking about it, want to have photos with Ruby and all this sort of thing, so it's a really nice opportunity to promote the theatre, and yeah, I do feel really proud of working there now.
Well, I can actually reveal that, having seen the proofs today, Ruby and indeed Amelia are featuring in the upcoming Midweek Drive Act calendar for 2019.
It is.
So now, but for those people who might sort of think, Ruby, tell us a bit more about Ruby. Why Ruby? What is Ruby? And why have you actually been given the awesome task of actually being around town with Ruby?
I think Ruby is our little golf cart. It's an adapted golf cart, and people don't believe it is. They think I'm practicing for my old age, but we can prove it. There's actually a golf ball hit it on the golf course at some point in time. We've still got the window slightly shattered, but people can come in and have, let's say, photos taken with it, and we promote all the shows that we have coming on, and I think I've got the job because I talk a lot.
Well, there we are. And I'm not going to ask you for your favourite shows, etc., but are there any particular highlights that you know, it'd be crazy we hear all that. But, I mean, are there any highlights of things that are coming up? Are you looking forward, for instance, to the upcoming pantomime Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
I am, but I'm really disappointed that I didn't get chosen as a dwarf, because I'm only 5 foot, and some of the children are taller than I am.
All I can say, Leslie, is that sometimes the business of show can be quite harsh, and maybe, you know, maybe that's something to maybe roll back for another time. You know, already we've had the suggestion of cannibalism with one of the co-presenters of Royal Radio today saying they could eat one of the cast, and I thought, whoa, so maybe actually on that basis, you know, you don't want to be eaten, you know, it's not like, you know, some sort of zombie scenario at the end of the whole thing. Who knows what could happen on that system.
I dread to think.
But moving on from that, what about some of the other sort of things that are coming up in terms of obviously keep the home fires burning? That's actually tomorrow night, actually, if we're looking at Friday the 2nd of November, this show going out obviously the 1st of November, Emerald Storm over the weekend, and of course, my own personal favourite, Tabby McTat.
Tabby McTat, I'm quite looking forward to that, if I can get in from various other things I've got planned. Mm. But Emerald Storm is a brand new show that I'm aware of. I think this is his first tour, so quite looking forward to that. There's loads coming in after Panto. Panto's going to just take the city by storm, I think. It's going to be a fabulous cast and just brilliant all around. I think it's one of my favourite times of year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just quality stuff throughout. Amelia, any points you'd like to raise with Leslie now that she can actually look forward to receiving her, her fleece for this weekend?
The fleece is here.
Yeah.
no, we just wanted to... We thought it'd be great to get Leslie on Royal Radio because she's such a great advocate for the theatre, and without the volunteers we wouldn't be able to survive. They play a great part in the success of the theatre, especially at the moment. And we know that Leslie shouts loud about how great the theatre is, and there is something else that she does as well. She does a little raffle, which has been absolutely brilliant, and she's raised money for certain things in the theatre that have been able to help us. So that's absolutely, you know, that's been one of the most dramatic things that she's done in the last, I don't know, in the last year. But also her dedication to take Ruby out and go into the city and talk to people about every show, and her knowledge about the shows is brilliant. And
Psychic Sally, except it's Leslie, you know.
Yes,
she kind of knows things. She knows
what
things.
What will they like?
Exactly. What will be thought? It'll be the nation's favourite psychic. I mean, there are so many lines I could go into at that one. No, I won't. But it is her 10th anniversary tour.
It is.
I bet you saw that one coming. World renowned psychic. Wait. Jim Davidson is back with us. You must have met him in times past, Leslie.
Do you know what? There's the one person I haven't met yet.
Whoa.
He's lovely. So, he was at the theatre last year. He was,
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yes,
Joe Pasquale was amazing. So that's somebody else that we've met now. So that was on my top 10 hit list.
Excellent.
Or tick list.
I'm glad you said tick list, because we don't want to kind of carry any sort of emotions.
If we're getting back to the eating thing, Leslie, you're making me look better now.
I mean, there is this line that how many celebrities can you pour tea over? I mean, I don't know. You've always got away with saying it's a Lincoln greeting. That's all.
I make tea for everyone they
and pour over
theater,
pour
so
over it. Exactly.
It was bound to happen.
Definitely.
So just happened to be parking.
The Jim Davidson one guaranteed to be an antidote to the PC world in which we now live in. I don't know why he's talking about police constables. I mean, I don't know what PC could be talking about that stuff. Never mind. It's on the 8th of November, Thursday, 8th of November, when Jim Davidson will be with us as well from that point of view. Any final thoughts from yourself, Amelia, other than sort of raising the high profile of the volunteers that Leslie is representing on the programme today?
Just about Tabby McTat, because I think that's brilliant, and it is something that we are putting more into the season is children's shows and family entertainment, and we did win our award, didn't we, for best family venue this year. So we've put more family friendly entertainment on into the new year, but obviously that starts with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and with The Wizard of Oz, which is our Easter pantomime, which we're already thinking about. Natalie's looking at me thinking, oh my goodness,
now Easter.
Gotta have something to take people's mind off leaving Europe, okay? So or maybe it's different. Let's not go into Brexit scenario here. Let's be here all day. If somebody's listening to this, Leslie, and they fancied being the next Leslie Guider of Ruby, etc., and joining the theatre as an apprentice there, it's a thought there.
What about YTS? It sounds better.
NCIS, any of those sort of things. As a volunteer, what advice would you give them?
I would say come along, give it a go, because it is absolutely fantastic fun. The team we have now, we're all friends out of the theatre as well as within it. It is literally a theatre family, and I would highly recommend it. Come along and give it a go. It's absolutely fantastic. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And actually, from your own perspective, I was going to say Amelia there. Natalie, just a moment there. Natalie, from your own perspective, it's always good to see that kind of community involvement, I would have thought.
It really is. And, just to echo what Amelia said,
you know, we are nothing without our volunteers. Our volunteers, aside obviously from our box office, they are the front facing, can't speak, customer service givers, and they're just amazing. They do a fantastic job. They keep everyone safe. You know, the health and safety training and everything that you know they're responsible for is obviously integral and very important. And Leslie, you know, for you, Leslie's amazing. You know, the raffles that she does, she sells them in the box office, £1 a ticket. She goes backstage in the interval, she gets on the tannoy and she, you know, says who the winners are and everyone collects them afterwards. But the money she has raised, we got a telescope, didn't we, Leslie? And then
we did.
We got the new dishwasher for the bar that broke after we just got one, which was frustrating.
Which Chris can obviously start using a dishwasher
time. Yes, it was very frustrating. But no, Leslie does an amazing job, and I cannot thank you enough, Leslie. You are an absolute gem. And I love you lots and lots.
Oh, my word.
I'm just getting emotional.
And Leslie will, I'm sure, one day take Ruby out on the A15. Don't do it, Leslie! No, it didn't mean it to be end of carnage!
No. I can't wait to see this fleece, I'll tell you.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Jagger and the Boys, the first song written all about the New Theatre Royal Lincoln transport mode. Goodbye, Ruby. Tuesday. And why not, indeed, a bit of the Rolling Stones on Royal Radio, which is the show you're listening to on Siren Radio, with, of course, the fabulous Amelia and the equally fabulous Natalie from the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. If you're wondering, where's Lauren? We don't know. being honest. She'll hopefully be back with us before too long. But we've got new celebrity reviews as well to join us as November proceeds. So good stuff. Not that we're replacing Lauren, of course, but we just don't know what's happened today, really. So never mind. Maybe she's just so blown over by some of the things she's actually seen. She can't cope anymore with the whole
system.
She
can't even make it in.
It's like an emerald storm and all manner of routines. Neil Oliver is a gentleman who, to be fair, I don't think I was aware of, but the story of the British Isle in 100 places seems as though it's going extremely well.
It's going really well. It's one of our evenings with, which yes. was something that we brought in mainly about a couple of years ago, just to see if the interest was there. And it seems to have taken off. We've had a lot of evenings with us. We were talking about Parky coming, and Neil Oliver is, again, just it's him on his own, and he's chatting about his book and his latest tour, and limited tickets available. It's gone really well.
And then presumably for his work on BBC Two's Coast, it's not too far to Skegness. That could be a subtext, wouldn't it? Neil Oliver, it's not too far to Skegness. The story of the British Isles in 100 places. We mentioned Jim Davidson, of course, on the 6th of November. Only Fools and Boise, it's another evening with John Chalice,
yes.
who's always good entertainment.
Exciting.
So I'm quite excited about that one.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. We've talked about Psychic Sally, but we haven't actually given the date when Psychic Sally is going to be with us. It's the 7th of November.
Very
so next
soon.
Wednesday.
And again, limited tickets for that as well. Yep. So it's because it's a 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary show, yep. And well worth seeing from that point of view. And then, of course, we have Tour de Ned.
Yes. So again, it's another cycling one, which was sort of following on from Steve Pete.
On your bike.
But basically, he's talking, obviously, he is a, he talks about it, so talks about his experience being a commentator. So that, again, we've got some, I'm just looking and we're thinking, actually, we've got some really strong houses in the next couple of weeks before Panto opens. So we're expecting probably thousands of people before even Panto starts, which is incredible. But something that we must talk about that
so
isn't
excited.
In the brochure that we are excited about because it kind of all happened all of a sudden is that we're the venue for Children in Need for Lincolnshire, which is incredible.
I thought Chris Evans was desperately keen to release that on another radio station this morning before he leaves, but you know it's happening. It's okay. It's an important thing. It's what, let's face it, Terry Wogan would have wanted.
Yes, oh Terry. So, we are very, very excited. It will have, obviously, the local...
Pudsey?
Well, Pudsey will be there with our teddy.
Of course.
But
is that going to be like a kind of Godzilla versus King
well,
Kong?
They've already had a bit of a... Not a bear-off, but this is like switched on last year. Obviously, Pudsey was there and our bear was there, so they had lots of selfies together last...
I could bring on board Spike, of course, the sort of mascot for Midweek Drive, but no, that'd be too much, really.
Well, so. That'd be lovely, more than that.
Spike, okay.
Lovely.
I'll contact his agent, see what he thinks.
But no, we're very excited because it's national exposure for the theatre. So obviously we've got live and broadcast and also regional, and also for our pantomime because one of the celebrity judges is one of our cast members, Barney Harwood, which is exciting. Lots of fun during the evening. Lots of things going on. We can't say too much about it, but yes, it's going to be a very exciting evening for the theatre and obviously to raise lots and lots of money for a fantastic cause. So
because we must say that the tickets are £6, but all profits raised go to Children in Need.
Absolutely.
So anybody that attends that night, they are putting money straight to Children in Need. So.
Which is great stuff. We spoke earlier about Paige Cook, who is a relatively recent addition to the cast as the Wicked Queen.
She is the Wicked Queen.
Shall
revealed.
We give some shameless sort of news about Paige and how she's actually had this bonus parachute in to actually rescue the way, etc.
Yes, Paige is a wonderful performer, actually. I've seen her perform in two previous shows and... yeah, she's a true triple threat. Her voice, she's an absolute vocal powerhouse. Her acting's fantastic. Her dancing's amazing as well. But it's the voice. It's that she's got that real presence and a stunning actress. And her looks are very sort of perfect for the Wicked Queen, the fabulous Wicked Queen. And her laugh as well is lots of
to use the vernacular of the late 1990s, she's wicked, man.
She's wicked, man.
Sorry, that wasn't an attempt to do a West Indian accent, just in case.
I'm not even going
to
try. I'm not going to do it.
It's very bad. Meanwhile, on Friday the 18th of January, you might well hear this.
sent inside forever. Never seeing no
to pack into the programme and just a few seconds to actually go into the final wrap-up time. So, Amelia, what do you want to share with us?
We just wanted to say that, obviously, tickets are still available for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, so people should visit our website, newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, or call the box office, 01522 519999, to speak to Sonia, Tracy, Lee, Deanne, or anyone else about tickets. And also, if you need advice on where best to sit or anything like that, they are the people to speak to. Or they could go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're everywhere, aren't we?
We are.
YouTube to find out all the latest information. So we fill that with backstage stories, all of interviews with the cast, so people can find out a little bit more about what to expect from Panto.
Yeah, definitely, and not to forget to, you know, when you're speaking to the box office, speaking to the team, to arrange your shout-outs, get them done early, why not? We have a book, so if you guys have got a birthday or a special celebration, or you just want to say hello and get a shout-out from the performers on the performance that you want to come and see, let us know.
Or even on Royal Radio.
Yeah, or on radio.
Having a shout-out from Amelia Chambers is what many people actually, it's their dream. Or indeed, just hold Natalie.
Exactly.
You've been listening to Royal Radio. Thanks to Natalie and to Amelia as ever. Certainly thanks to Leslie and to Chris Johnson. That's it. We're out of here. Another Royal Radio has wrapped up. Your first Royal Radio,
my
of course.
First.
Yeah, in the studio.
And I've loved it.
Well,
there we are. So as it is Halloween, November the 1st, October the 31st, I can see that the mixtures are being bubbles, the concoctions are coming through. What three words do we need to say? One, two, three.
Break a leg.
Oh.
Let's do it again. I think we're so well in rehearsal. We've got one more time. Okay, after three. One, two, three.
Break a leg.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. Ooh.